Facebook Showdown!
All right, it's time for another Facebook Showdown. People have dumb arguments and drama on social media, and we, the Showdown players, exploit it for your listening pleasure every Friday on Facebook Showdown.
Are we set on this Showdown players
thing? Just go with it for today. Yeah, just go with it for today. All right, please welcome back the Showdown players.
How about the Showdowners?
From KDOX Classic Rock.
Are we storyboarding this?
Hey, this
right?
is my show, and I'll call it what
are
I
we
want.
Storyboarding it mid-session?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right, from KDOX Classic Rock, here's PA.
Back again.
From News Radio KXRO with Kyle Pauly and Daniel Hargrove.
Hello.
Hello.
We're going to have a discussion later about what we're going to call ourselves. But in this episode, Christy expresses her anger over people who leave shopping carts in parking spaces at the grocery store. Who would argue against that? I'll be playing the part of Christy. PA, you are Karen. Mm-hmm. Kyle will be Sherry. Daniel will be Bridget. And this episode of Facebook Showdown entitled Shopping Carts. And begin scene. You know what makes me angry? When people leave shopping carts in parking spaces. Put them where they belong, lazy.
Right, pisses me off.
Me too.
You know, some people need the cart to walk with, and they're not able to walk to the cart holder. Just saying.
Well, maybe some people, but most of them are just lazy.
Yeah, Karen, not a majority of people do this because they're unable.
Sherry, this is why I said some, LOL.
Karen, that's why they have courtesy clerks to help them so that they don't leave their carts in the middle of parking spaces, making it difficult for people trying to park their cars.
Not at Walmart. You're lucky if you can get any help at all. You should be glad that you can still walk and don't have to rely on a cart for support. Not trying to start an argument, just saying, look at some things in a different light. And yes, a whole lot of people out there are lazy, especially the younger gens. I have sat in parking lots and watched who didn't put their carts back, and 80% of the time, it's the youngsters that don't.
Which is what Chrissy was saying in the first place, Karen. And BT Dub, who just sits in a parking lot watching people. Oh, Karen, of course.
Yeah, but if someone has a baby or small children, you get them and the groceries out, and you can't leave them to take the cart back.
Bridget, yes! Never leave your kids unattended in the car, especially nowadays, all the wackos out there.
OMG, Bridget. 1. Put groceries in car. 2. Push cart with baby still in it back to where it belongs. 3. Carry baby back to car. It's not rocket surgery. I did this when out shopping with my kid. You can do it too.
I have more than one child.
So then let 2 ride in the cart. If they're big enough to walk, let them walk with you. Jeez. And if they're big enough to walk, they might even be big enough to put the cart back in the cart return for you. There's usually one not far.
Yeah, but what if it's pouring rain or snow?
OMG, Bridget. You're just full of excuses. You know what? You're just entitled and lazy. We all know it.
I was just at Safeway, which was busy as usual, and yup, a cart was in an empty parking spot.
It was probably Bridget's. And then scene.
God, there's a lot of anger there.
It's a lot of
people's tempers get a little flared when talking about what shopping carts.
Yeah. Oh, I'm defending the other side. I hate the people who are like, but what if there's a tsunami and there's a guy with a knife trying to stab me as I'm putting my groceries? Then I can't put it. Well, yeah, obviously you're not going to do it then, but just don't be a jerk.
Facebook Showdown!